I'm delighted to say we're joined by Audra Larkin. Audra has been recently appointed as the first female VSO, and that's a voluntary service officer for the Irish Defence Forces Charity One. And in her new role, Audra will be responsible for the Kerry and Cork region, among her other responsibilities. Good morning to you, Audra. Thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations on your new position.
Good morning, Siobhan. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
Am I pronouncing your first name right? It just struck me. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah, it's Audra.
Audra. It's a lovely name. Lovely name. Audra, first of all, tell us, what does your job entail? First voluntary service officer, first female voluntary service officer for the Irish Defence Forces Charity One. What does a VSO, a voluntary service officer, do?
I suppose, firstly, a VSO is a veteran support officer. So the role involves working and liaising with veterans of the Irish Defence Forces on a variety of issues and concerns in the community.
And how long has the Defence Forces Charity One been in operation?
The ONE Charity has been in operation since 1951. It is a registered charity, it's a company limited by guarantee, and it's an approved housing body. So currently there are 38 branches, 15 veteran support centres. We currently operate 4 veterans' homes for veterans who have homelessness issues, and we have a 5th home due to open in Cork City in the latter part of 2023, and that will give us a capacity for 57 beds. And 1,000 veterans have come through the services to date, and 90% of them, were very grateful to say, have gone on to stable living accommodation.
What struck me there, what you said, Audra, was that the Irish Defence Forces Charity One for Veterans, that it was first established in 1951, over 70 years ago, and yet you're their first female voluntary service officer, their first female VSO in over 70 years.
I suppose our first home opened in 1994, and the organisation has been growing and developing over that time, and I'm absolutely delighted and thrilled to be part of that expansion of services.
It says something, though, that you're the first female in over 70 years to be appointed to this important position within the Defence Forces Charity.
I suppose there is other VSOs, and yes, I am the first female VSO, but from my viewpoint, I'm just a VSO like the rest of the VSOs, and I think the dates and the years you have to take into consideration when females first came into the Defence Forces and as females retired. So we have a much larger population of females currently than we would have ever had in the Defence Forces.
Now,
and I think that is a response to the growing need of the veteran community, that they have appointed the first female veteran support officer.
Now, as you said there, ONE, the Irish Defence Forces Charity, it offers housing and support for Defence Forces veterans with the ultimate goal of accessing permanent accommodation, improving mental health and preventing future homelessness. Why is there such a need? Is it the case that in some instances that people who have served in the Defence Forces, when they retire or when they leave, sometimes life can take a turn and not always for the best?
Absolutely, and what I would say is 99.9% of serving members retire into civilian life and go on to do other things in their life. A small percentage of those struggle to make the transition and are faced with a variety of issues, and that is the population that we work with.
And how many people at the moment would avail of supports from ONE, the Irish Defence Forces Charity?
We currently have 51 living spaces, and that's going to increase to 57. So the homelessness issue is continuously a growing one, and given the current climate out there, we would expect it to increase even more. I think in the country there's currently about 130,000 veterans. So in each area that would probably equate to approximately 30,000 veterans. So again, it is only a small percentage of those that we work with. And a lot of them come with varying issues like PTSD, disability, mental health and homelessness, family breakdown, and other issues that we are all, you know, at risk of suffering from.
Yes. And you spoke there about, I know you've only just taken over the role as VSO, and your responsibility will include Kerry. Any plans for Kerry? Anything you're focusing on? And I'm mindful that you have only just taken over the position.
Absolutely, but I suppose what we are aware of is there is a veteran population in Kerry. So I would envisage that my role within Kerry would be first making contact with veterans in the area, and that veterans in the area could freely make contact with me. And once I establish myself with the veterans down there, I would like to think that it is the veterans that would drive and, I suppose, help me design the services that are needed for Kerry, because each area is individual, and while the issues have commonalities, there's a different demographic. So I would love to work with the veterans down there and design the service that they feel that they need.
How many veterans are there in Kerry? Is it known?
I suppose in each brigade area, it would be estimated that there's 30 to 40,000. So the Cork-Kerry area, we would be talking about approximately 30,000 veterans across the Cork-Kerry area.
Now, Audra, if I could ask you in the time that we have left, obviously, in last month, the results of the independent review group of defence into the defence forces found that the defence forces barely tolerated women, and at worst, some women were verbally, physically, sexually, and psychologically abused women in their ranks. And this happened to women who are currently serving and in the past. What is your own experience of being a woman in the serving in the military? And I know you come from a family that's steeped in the defence forces.
I suppose just in relation, you know, I was born into a military family. My fathers, my uncles, my husband and myself have all served in the defence forces under different banners. And I suppose that coupled with my 20-year service as frontline worker gives me great insight and experience as to the issues facing veterans. In relation to the IRG report, I suppose that is not my role, you know, to make comments on that report. I will definitely take that back to our media officer and ask him to engage with you around it. From my own personal experience, my experience of service was a positive experience and has always been, and I can only speak in relation to my own service.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Kerry Today programme on Radio Kerry. We've been speaking to Audra Larkin. Thank you so much. The very best in your new position, Voluntary Service Officer for the Irish Defence Forces Charity One. Audra is actually the first female VSO, the first Voluntary Service Officer who is a woman to appoint to that role.